This is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Sturgis in Afghanistan. At the moment, I'm at FOB Shawkat. I'm chatting now with Lieutenant Jeff Nichols. Now, Jeff is the Mastiff Group Commander. He's with One Mercian. Jeff, good to have you with us. Thanks for your time. The Mastiff troop that you've got with you, it's made up of lots of guys from lots of different units, regiments, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Obviously, the One Mercian Battle Group, it's got a 1R jar, the Royal Gurkha Rifles, attached to it. So what the platoon actually comprises of is elements of each of the company from One Mercian and of the two companies from the One Royal Gurkha Rifles. It comprises of men from them as well, so we're representing everyone that's out here at the minute is in the Mastiff platoon.
I bet there's some camaraderie that goes on there.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really interesting at first. Obviously, the way the two regiments work are very different, so you could see that there was definitely differences at the beginning, and then over time they've bonded. We've had a lot of Gurkha curries with sheep and chicken and things like that, and that's really brought the guys on, and it's really interesting for the younger guys in the Mercians. They've seen another culture and got to experience a lot more.
Tell me about this Mastiff. It's a brute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really, really good bit of kit. We've got the Mastiff 3, which is the latest version, with extra sort of headroom and better protection for the soldiers inside and improved camera systems. And it is absolutely fantastic. The guys love it. It's a really, really safe vehicle to work in and very easy to drive.
What's your role at the moment? What do you do day-to-day out here?
Well, day-to-day, at the minute, we're pretty much out on the ground every single day. The guys rarely get any time in camp, and when they do, they're maintaining the wagons. But on a daily basis, we're pushing supplies, critical equipment, people, fuel, all around the area of operations that we're working in.
So it's a whole range of duties that you guys are actually involved with.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, anything from moving people to actually dropping people off for operations and just generally supporting anything that needs to be moved that can't be put in helicopters, we'll move it.
Sum up the tour, if you could, because you've been here for a good five, nearly 6 months or so. What's it been like, start to finish? Has it got busier? Has it got quieter? How's it been?
I'd sum it up in one word as relentless. It has been non-stop, and the guys have worked extremely hard for the duration. It's been good because it has been busy. The tour's gone very quickly, but the guys have worked for it.
And transition is the big word. That's the big word on everybody's mind, 2014. The changes that you've seen yourself, obviously there's more interaction with the local population, with the Afghans, etc., etc. You must have witnessed that firsthand on numerous occasions.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can't talk a lot about the operations, but we've seen a difference in that from when we first turned up to where we are now, and the levels of support that we sort of don't provide them so much now because they're more than capable. And also just the closing down of checkpoints and patrol bases, which we've been assisting with. And you can see, you know, how rapidly the environment's changed from it being very ISAF dependent to now being ANSF dependent. So the Afghan National Security Force is taking the lead.
Now, the awesome job that you guys are doing come with some awesome statistics. Just run through. This just goes to represent the workload that you guys have had on over the months. Let's have a look at them. What you got here?
Well, definitely. What we've done with our sort of small fleet of six Mastiffs is we've delivered in the realms of about 900,000 litres of fuel in and around the AO to the forward locations to ensure that they can in turn run their vehicles and generators that run the electricity on the camps. We've covered over 4,100 miles. Which if you actually break that down, you can imagine the amount of time we actually spend in the vehicles. Moved over 180 tons of actual general supplies in and around. We've moved over 600 people as well in that sort of 5 month period in and around to the different locations. So it's been quite busy.
Incredible. Now, as you get towards the end of the tour, how do you judge success? The fact that you've got through that much stuff, I guess.
I think now we've got something tangible. We can look at it and say, do you know what? Yeah, we've done a good job. And the supporting of the closures of the patrol bases and checkpoints was the real biggest thing. When you look at a map at the beginning of the tour, when you see all the open checkpoints and where we're meant to be based, and you look at the map now where we're not based anymore, you can see the change that's happened in a 5 month period. And it, you know, it does make you feel good that we've worked hard.
And with Herrick 17 coming to its conclusion in the next few weeks, and the guys from Op Herrick 18 who are currently getting ready to come out, is there going to be a lot for them to do? Is it going to be much the same?
I would sincerely doubt that for the Mastiff the group, because ultimately they've only got one location to go to. We've closed everything else down for them, so I don't think they'll be repeating the type of mileage and kit and resources they've been pushing out, unfortunately. But as a positive, that just shows that transition's working and, you know, everything's going to plan.
Not long to go, so obviously you'll be heading home in the not too distant future. What, you got just a few weeks to go?
I've got a few days left. I'm going over a little bit early for a course.
Some people get all the luck. Whereabouts a family in the UK? Who's at home?
Yeah, we've got my family all in and around sort of the Manchester area, all around there. So I'm sure they're pretty much looking forward to me coming back now.
Yeah. Well, I wish you well with the rest of your tour, or 2 or 3 days of it. And listen, Jeff, thanks ever so much for joining us on Garrison FM. Really appreciate your time.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
There he goes. That's Lieutenant Jeff Nichols out here at Fob Shawkat. And more from me, Chris Sturgis, in Afghanistan, coming soon.